Well, if you speak to any new parent, at some point the conversation will inevitably turn to the issue of childcare, either the cost or the availability. Many parents struggle to find care when they want it and where they need it. Late last year, the Abbott government announced a Productivity Commission review of this sector to take a look at how to improve accessibility, quality and affordability of childcare places. The initial submissions to this inquiry close today, as Madeleine Jenner reports.
It's the biggest review of the childcare sector since the 1990s, and already the Productivity Commission has received hundreds of comments and submissions from parents, childcare providers and business groups. The submissions may be varied, but the same themes keep coming through again and again. Quality, accessibility and affordability. Samantha Page is the CEO of Early Childhood Australia.
At the moment, because there's childcare benefit and childcare rebate and then other complex smaller payments around that, it can be really difficult for a parent who's sitting down and thinking about returning to work to work out what they would be eligible to receive, how much of the childcare cost that would cover, and what they need to earn in order to make it worthwhile.
Samantha Page has just filed her organisation's lengthy submission to the Productivity Commission, calling for a simplification of the current rebate system and an increase in the number of hours children attend preschool before they start school. Availability of childcare places is another big issue among many of the submissions, but Samantha Page says Australia actually does have enough childcare places. They're just in the wrong geographical locations. Mark Elliott is the co-founder of the website careforkids.com.au. He started the site with his wife a decade ago when he was struggling to find a childcare place for his own daughter. The site connects parents with childcare providers who have vacancies. And Mark Elliott says we need to get smarter about making sure new childcare centres are built where there is demand.
So, for example, councils who know that they're in areas of chronic shortages need to incentivise childcare providers to establish new services. So this could mean, fast-tracking development applications and dealing with frivolous objections quickly. Councils could also look at, retasking the use of council-owned properties such as, halls and bowling clubs for use by childcare services.
Mark Elliott has already met with members of the Productivity Commission, and he says he'd also like to see changes to tax arrangements to encourage employers to assist their staff in finding childcare places.
Currently, an employer can develop and provide a childcare centre on their own premises, and that's okay. But as soon as they try and purchase childcare spots or childcare services outside of the employer's premises, then there's fringe benefits obligations involved there. So it's sort of a bit of a disincentive for employers to get involved. So I'd like to see sort of different ways in which we could engage the employers, because they're certainly willing to participate.
And with national focus very much on the issue of paid parental leave, business groups argue that accessible and affordable childcare is also key to getting women back into the workforce. No one from the Business Council of Australia was available to speak about its submission to the inquiry, but in the document, the BCA has called on the Commission to, quote, consider the impact of rebalancing government subsidies in favour of childcare. But any real change to the sector will no doubt come at considerable cost. Maggie Dent is an author and educator who focuses on those in the 0 to 6 age bracket. In her submission, she warns that the early years are critical to a child's education, but too often it's an area, she says, that's overlooked.
We actually need to have the best trained early years educators possible. We need to have the lowest ratios possible, and we need it not to be so expensive that it makes parents cause angst at the other end. So in other words, the federal government needs to put their hand in their pocket seriously and find the $500 million that would actually allow all of those things to happen. There's no question we're one of the worst countries in the world with how much money we spend in the early years, and it's time we stepped up and stopped pointing the fingers at teachers who aren't getting the results.
The Productivity Commission is expected to file its draft report by the middle of the year, and one of the contentious issues is expected to be whether nannies and au pairs should qualify for childcare rebates. It's a common theme among several of the submissions and an idea that Tony Abbott flagged before the last election. Samantha Page from Early Childhood Australia again.
We'd be happy for subsidies to pay for in-home care, such as nannies, if in-home care and nannies become part of regulated early childhood education. Our concern about it is that it's a very expensive model. So once you have, you know, individual nannies working with a small number of children, that's much more expensive to deliver than quality centre-based service delivery. So we think that the main investment should continue to be in centre-based service delivery. But that said, we're not opposed to some level of subsidy being available for in-home care. It's important that those subsidies aren't used for, you know, getting your household chores done or the grocery shopping or cooking dinner. It is about, this whole system is about early learning opportunities for children, and that really should be the focus of it.
The Productivity Commission is expected to hand its final report to the government by the end of October, and it is a fairly tight timeline when you consider the scope of this inquiry. Are you hopeful that there is enough time here and that we can see real change in the sector?
Look, I think the timeframe for this does allow for some significant reform, and I hope that we get that. I don't think, though, it's realistic to float ideas like let's make the whole system part of the state-based school education system. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not realistic. That's not going to be achievable within that time frame. I think what would be helpful is when the Productivity Commission has received this first set of submissions that they very quickly draw the parameters about what is realistic and what's not, because the discussion paper is very open-ended, and I think it has raised an expectation that we could build a whole new system from scratch, and we can't do that. We have 15,000 services already out there. That's a lot of operators, providers, owners, educators that are part of the system, and I think what we need to do is look at what we could realistically do building on that.
That's Samantha Page, CEO of Early Childhood Australia, ending that report from Madeleine Jenner. And Assistant Minister for Education Susan Ley says she hopes to improve the affordability of childcare. And today she's releasing a new report which shows that long daycare fees have gone up 50% over the past 6 years.